Hey, it's Rachel from Finding Joy. So, yeah, I guess it's audio right now. And I've been thinking about doing little audio snippets and thought about doing a podcast, thought about doing video recordings. And so we're going to kind of do this new thing called a blogcast. And it's going to be like a podcast. And sometimes it's going to be video. And sometimes it'll just be snippets of me elsewhere. But that way you get to hear me beyond the written word. So I flew back from our blogging concentrated event in Phoenix. You know, I teach bloggers and stuff about how to become better bloggers and how to make money and how to make a full-time income. And I recorded my podcast with Amplify. We did 140, which is huge for me because sometimes in life, I think it's easy to think that you will never get to a bigger goal, which is why I love the part about inches, is life is really measured in these small moments. And if you keep adding up a small moment and a small moment and a small moment, eventually all the small moments will add up to 140 episodes, or like in my case, over 500 blog posts, or however many times you practice a song on the piano or any of that stuff. But it all starts with incremental growth. There's nobody that really can sit down at the piano and all of a sudden be able to play Mozart. Now, I can play Mozart because when my parents were little, they invested in me. They invested in piano lessons, and I invested time in there, sometimes against my will. And in it all the lessons added up so that now, as being a 40-something-year-old adult, I can sit down and play Mozart. But it wasn't just instantaneous. And that's really kind of what these little voice narrations are going to be about, are those little moments that matter the most. So, and all the inches that it takes. So my business partner, Dan, he wrote, I believe it was on Twitter years ago, a 36 rules of dinner for his kids. Now, before you think that it's like the 36 rules of what you need to do for dinner, I'm going to step you back and remind you of the posture of grace that I have. It's really 36 rules for surviving dinner for parents, like what you need to say and how, like if they spill something on the floor, you have to get a napkin. And then if they don't like it, they want to go use the bathroom, and the whole process of dinner. So I'd love for you to read the 36 rules of dinner and to think about your own rules that you have for your family for dinner, because they may not be like Dan's and they may be different, but those little rules are really kind of the inches in your life of the story that you tell with your family. I guess that's it. So just remember to smile today, take some time to smile and celebrate your inches, and go read the 36 rules of dinner.